Now you get another chance tomorrow. I don't hustle like that. I hustle like this. There's not a second left. You know that tomorrow I'm hustling like there's only one more second left of this hustle.
Said I was going to do a better job this month of podcasting. Today is Thursday. A lot of meetings today. A lot of meetings. First, I have a meeting with a business partner in Chicago. I'm here now. This guy's doing some really cool things. I'm getting into the game of esports. Like, I just see that in the next 5 years being a predominant player for gaming and technology, and I want to get in now. And so I've been linking up with a great brother who has an esports division, that he runs out of Chicago, and I'm really excited, you know. So me specifically doing some things on the, you know, marketing and media side of things, what I know. Bringing that to an area that I do not know, that's going to be exciting. I have another meeting with a potential client back home in Hammond, a rather large company. They're looking for some media and marketing services. This is maybe our third meeting. I want to go ahead and solidify some things and get the ball rolling, and you guys will hear more information about that because I'm going to let you know. Then tonight, my wife and I, you know, switching hats, going into ministry mode. I love it. I love the life that I live. Meetings, and more meetings. Meetings sow the seed for your future successes. And so, wife and I are meeting with a team of people that are helping us put together a marriage ministry. For those that don't know who are listening to this podcast, in 2017, last year in August, my wife and I launched Move Church, one of the greatest, best, biggest decisions, one of the most scary decisions that I've ever committed to. And it's been almost coming on a year in August, right? So we're six months in almost. And so my wife wanted to do something for marriages and couples, and we're doing something really different and really unique and that I'm really, really super uber excited about. So keep your eyes open to that. So we're meeting with the team tonight. I feel ministry in my belly. I may, you know, just kind of, I want to go, and I haven't been to the meetings yet. She's been for the better part of 2 months having the meetings without me with the team, which is cool, right? But I just wanted to pop in and kind of just give an overview of the vision, kind of reiterate that, kind of get a feel for people. I know everybody is a friend of ours, so who's working along with her, but I just kind of want to pop in, cast some vision. I want to minister. I feel ministry in my belly. I kind of just want to deposit and pour some things into them. I think it's going to be great. I'm excited just about the new path and what's happening in this new year. Is starting off great. Hope that your year is starting off great as well. And always remember the number one rule that I try to guide myself with is that take no prisoners and hold nothing back. If somebody says you can't do it, you should prove them wrong by doing it. And then even if you fail, at least you can say you tried it. Or learn from those failures inevitably to be as great as you want to be. Don't let people's expectations of you define who you should be or who you are or what you're going to do. Go out there, man. Conquer. Be great. Do great things. The Alistair Hustle. I'm out. I will be back. You guys, follow me. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat. #TheAlistair Hustle. I enjoy the rest of